I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll learn why religious tensions are still running high in Sri Lanka and what it means for Christians. Plus, we'll talk with one ministry leader about the role teenagers play in the church. Find your place in these stories and more on Mission Network News. It's been nearly a month since the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka, yet violence continues to surge in the country. This time, Muslims are the target. Mobs have attacked Muslim homes and businesses. What's causing the unrest? Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration for Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton, says religion is a factor.
There is certainly religious tension, even dating back to the Civil War, which primarily pitted Hindus against Buddhists. Obviously, Muslims and Christians are outside of that, but they are also involved in sort of the religious milieu of the nation of Sri Lanka. So there is definitely an aspect of religion that plays into it.
Sri Lanka is a Buddhist-majority nation. Muslims are barely 10% of the population, and Christians make up even less. Still, pastors in Sri Lanka are asking VOM and the global church to respond with prayer.
Pray for peace. Pray that the authorities will get a handle on the situation, but more importantly, pray that God will move and bring calm and bring peace into the situation where it seems like there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of animosity, there's a backlash against Muslims after the bombings.
Find more ways to walk alongside the church in Sri Lanka this week on Mission Network News. ISIS control in the Middle East has been weakened, but it looks like the terror group is shifting back into the Philippines to regain its strength. This is a similar strategy of Al-Qaeda after they were weakened and later returned as ISIS. Open Doors USA's David Curry.
I think you can expect this extremist ideology to keep popping up under different identities, because what we identify in our world watch list as one of the major trends is the spread of Islamic extremism. And what we mean by that is the ideology, the ideas which have populated and spread throughout the world, so that they don't need a territory to spread their ideas.
With the spread of their ideology, local terror groups have pledged loyalty and carried out attacks.
You have bombings in the Jolo area of the Philippines in January. It reminds me of what we saw in northern Iraq in the previous 8-9 months before ISIS bolted onto the scene. You have these incidents of violence where they're gathering strength, they're getting dollars and recruits through these acts of violence, and then they take over an entire region.
Please pray for safety in the Philippines and wisdom for the government, and learn more at missionnews.org. And it's no secret students in the U.S. are leaving the church. A Barna study published last year calls Gen Z, young people born between 1995 and 2015, the first post-Christian generation. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministries says the problem's cause is threefold.
Number one, families aren't necessarily taking the responsibility of training their kids. Two, I think churches aren't necessarily engaging teenagers. I think they're trying to entertain them rather than include them in worship services. And the third thing is that we're not challenging our kids to reach out with the good news of Jesus Christ.
As part of the solution, Keys for Kids created Unlocked, a daily devotional for teenagers.
It's written by some teens, some young adults, some experts in youth ministry that are really encouraging young people where they are today. We thought there were a lot of devotionals that would take kids from their 9th grade to their 12th grade years, but there really wasn't. It's really kind of a 3- or 4-phase approach to unleashing Unlocked. Phase one, of course, is just getting the print version out. We're going to be printing 10,000 copies.
Unlocked Phase one starts today. Add your name to the mailing list and receive updates at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers the heart of grandparenting. With it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.